Wait!
Wake yourself up!
I'm not ready.
Showtime.
Wait, what?
It's not showtime.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I need some coffee.
Before we start.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
It's showtime.
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Okay.
You're on the air.
We're on the air.
It's about time.
This is going to be fun.
Fun?
Fun.
Can he be any more fun? I ask, but the answer is clearly no.
I will see all of you in the fun zone.
Come on, start this thing.
Let's put on a show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
What is this?
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Thank you.
The Who.
Did I hear the roller coaster sound effect before that song?
You did not, but you will.
All right, okay.
You can't go, though. You've got a different event to attend.
You know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's Ditch Day bus to Wrigley, but what I'm not looking forward to is the amount of Malort I'm going to have to drink.
And the amount of crow you're going to have to eat.
No, Orioles are on a 5-game winning streak. They're going to pummel the Cubs.
Okay.
Whabbit and whabbit and whabbit and whap.
Okay. They, here's what they've got going for them.
Yes.
The Orioles are on a 5-game win streak.
Might be 6 now, but yes.
Okay, might be 6.
Yeah,
good.
Right.
Here's what they've got going against them.
Mm.
Dwyer just pointed it out.
Ah!
And he doubled down with the emphatic. They're going to pummel the Cubs.
Wappity, 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 wap.
Wappity, 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 wap.
Yeah.
That is the kiss of death.
Let me bring you back to a historical boxing match when Rocky fought Clubber Lang.
Yeah, I did real good. I beat Spider Rico.
Yeah, and what did Clubber Lang do to Rocky? Wappity, 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 wap.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to see tomorrow.
You are going to need 2 bottles of Malort. Whatever amount you planned on bringing, double it.
I'm not dumb enough to own Malort. I just drink it when I'm in Chicago. It's a bad, it's the alcoholic's curse, Billy. I drink product by region. But yes, you do have a chance to, the last pair of tickets for Six Flags is on the docket today. Sometime later this morning, you will hear it.
Yep.
Crack of the bat and the screaming roller coaster. Our last Ditch Day tickets. And then tomorrow we're on Ditch Day. So enjoy yourselves. Also today, now this is going to sound bad, but I want you guys to know that we care. So we have some other things that we're giving away today on the show. Now we're off tomorrow. So we can't give away these things on the show tomorrow because we're not going to be here. We're going to be on Ditch Day. If we don't give them away today, Goose has to give them away tomorrow sometime during our program.
And nobody wants that. He doesn't do it correctly.
Well, Goose doesn't. I don't want to have Goose have to come into the studio. He can do everything else from home.
Will you be in anyway, no matter what? Because
I guess it all depends on Dwyer's game today.
Uh-huh.
So I came up with a game that should easily, Bill, dispense with these prizes
which will make the listeners very happy.
The listeners will enjoy it because they will win, and win big they will.
Is it a guaranteed win?
I don't want to go
first caller because you're cursing.
I curse the
Orioles. Here comes the curse of the listeners. If you only make that sound, that wappity 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 wap, then we're gonna have.
I'm going to give the key right now to winning the game.
Okay.
Every single answer is B. Now, because you're listening this morning at 5:42.
You a B too.
When we play this at 8 or whatever we play it, if you heard, I won't say it again, but if you heard that, that's your key to winning. So now every single person should win. That's all.
I'm very uncomfortable with this whole thing.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Don't say that.
And it's going to be fun because addition to playing and winning, we're also going to learn some really cool stuff about what's legal to do in different states.
Okay.
I was reading an article yesterday. So Crossroads Fireworks, which is the fireworks place that we go to around here, they just opened this week. And so I was in there buying some fuses.
Oh, no.
And
how many fingers do you got there?
Oh, I haven't tested anything
four.
Yet. Yeah. So, I started reading an article about what fireworks are legal in Iowa. And that just kind of led me down a weird path about what laws were changing and what's legal and not legal. And I found some funny ones that that you, they're funny, but they're not obvious. So that's why it's going to be good. We're all going to learn some interesting, weird stuff about some of our neighboring states.
Okay.
Do you call that infotainment?
I don't know if I'd use the word tainment just yet. We'll have to wait and see how that plays.
I call it
perhaps.
I call it bwepity bwepity bwep tainment.